Very special guest in studio. We've been talking about her all morning. Gina Harding, good morning. We were saying that your luggage didn't turn up. It's so good to see you and good to see you with clothes.
Thank you very much. It's a bit of a worry what you have been saying this morning, actually, because I wasn't listening in. I'll know better next time.
No, it was just on Twitter I saw that you said, I've arrived in Australia and my luggage isn't here, which is the worst scenario, isn't it?
I mean, thank you, British Airways. Of all the times it could happen, I arrive, no luggage. On the plus side, it did mean I spent all of yesterday rushing around the shops buying some new clothes, which will be billed back to British Airways, no doubt about that. But nice. It's meant to arrive today, so fingers crossed. Otherwise, you'll see me in this for the rest of the next 2 weeks.
Hey, Gina, terrific to have you here. And you're going to be part of Sky Thoroughbred Central's coverage of the 2 days of the championships. We're very excited about them, obviously. The four Group 1 Saturday, then the $4 million. Queen Elizabeth on the second day. What sort of reaction does the championships get back in England?
Well, it's quite a new venture, isn't it? Yeah. A little bit like our British Champions Day in the UK, which is very similar. It's kind of an end of season finale, huge prize money, all the championships from the sprint division, the stayers, the milers, the two-year-olds. So very similar to what you've got here. And it's brilliant because over in the UK in the jump season, we have Cheltenham, which is kind of the big end of season finale. So it's great for the flat season to have the same. I imagine this is something that increasingly we'll get more and more British people interested because you've got so many British bred horses, British trainers coming down. Ed Dunlop, who's done so well down here, he's got Red Caddo, of course, running. So we're a bit sick of you Aussies taking our sprint races at Royal Ascot, so we've come to seek revenge with Red Caddo and the stayers.
As you should. How did you get into horse racing or working on TV in the horse field?
So I grew up riding horses, and after university I did a program called the Dali Flying Start, which
Fantastic.
I was lucky enough to get on, sponsored by Sheikh Mohammed, and actually spent 4 months down here in Australia up in the Hunter Valley.
Nice.
Which was great fun. Yeah, some time in Kentucky, Dubai, and then ended up working for the broadcast channel, a little bit similar to this in the UK after that.
Yeah, brilliant. All fantastic. And Godolphin, you know the impact they've had on European racing, and now we're seeing it down here. Four winners last weekend for those famous blue colours of Godolphin, and it's massive success, and they're just such a big player right around the world. And then we've got the Japanese here as well, plus our own horses go okay, Gina.
They do. They're not bad. Yeah, we can't underestimate them, that's for sure. No, as you say, it's become a real global event, hasn't it? Not just with the different trainers coming down, but for me, interested in the bloodstock as well. I'll be at the sales next week having a look up there as well. But, you know, you've got horses down here that I recognise from the likes of Hartnell, who won at the weekend, for example, was a decent horse, won the Queen's Vars back in the UK. Now he's down here. He's done even better. Your trainers have managed to eke out that little bit extra from him down here. He obviously likes the sun on his back. I don't blame him at all. So he's been thriving down here. So, yeah, it's brilliant that you've got that international interest.
I'm pretty sure Sky Racing will have you extremely busy over the next couple of weeks. So let's hope the weather looks after you so you can get the frocks and all the rest of it. I mean, it will affect probably the racing a little bit, the rain we've had in the last couple of days.
Yeah, timing has never been terrific. Poor old Randwick, they just can't.
Last year, one of the days was the
end of the world, mate. Yeah, day one was the end of the world weather-wise on the Saturday morning.
I'm used to it. Coming from the UK.
I know.
If it rains, I'll be in my natural habitat.
And so too many of the horses, it's going to change the entire form lines because we've virtually had good tracks. We've been blessed with terrific weather until you've arrived, Gina.
I know. Sorry about that.
So it's going to. You'll be saddling yard. You'll be involved with the coverage. So we look forward to all of that.
Yeah, going to be getting stuck in. So can't wait.
And just before we let you go, I'm reading your bio. You're into all sports, aren't you? Rugby, football, you played hockey, you're into boxing.
Yeah,
is that
I like
right?
a bit of boxing, yeah.
So do you do a radio sports show over there?
Or? So I do sometimes, very similar to this, the Sports Breakfast with guys very similar to you, actually. I was watching the action out there, Alan Brazil. Look him up. You're the Australian Alan Brazil, who's an ex-footballer. He does the Sports Breakfast down there. So I do the show with them.
Excellent.
And they all love their racing as well. And a little bit of golf as well, because a lot of the guys that are in golf are big racing fans. Yeah. Lee Westwood, Darren Clark, some of those. So we'll be cheering them on at Augusta in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, Michael Owen came out. He had a horse in the Melbourne Cup a couple of years ago.
He did
ago,
Black Panther.
Was that 3 years ago?
And it won in Dubai at the weekend. So he's quids in at the moment, Michael Owen.
I'll tell you what, it was a very slow horse here.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
I mean, it's a big ask for him, isn't it? They've got to travel. Yeah. They've got to acclimatise. Then they've got to get...
He didn't show his best, but, I mean, he subsequently won, I think, $5 million in Dubai. So he's not doing too badly.
No, exactly right.
Are you You're too early to get a tip from you for the weekend?
A tip for the weekend. Oh, gosh. I've just been looking. I'd love Lankan Rupi to win the TJ Smith. I know he's looking to back up and he was a bit disappointing last time, but I've interviewed the trainer, Mike Smith, before and he seems a great guy. So Mick Price. I'm getting confused with the American jockey.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed for him. And he'll like the wet track. Wasn't it wet last year when he won?
Yeah, pretty sure. And that was a big question mark, I remember, leading into it. Will he handle the wet track? Well, he won by about 25 lengths. Yeah. So he kicked their brains in, actually, that weekend. He's about a $6 chance at tab.com.au. Gina, great to have your company.
Great to have you here.
But looking forward to you on Sky Thoroughbred Central right throughout the 2 days of the championship.
Can't wait. Thanks
for
having me.
Pop back in here if you want.
I will. Every morning.
You know all the sports.
Get the coffee on. I'm ready.
Yeah. It's an early start, but
don't expect your hosts on the TV over the weekend to be as
hospitable
as young and hospitable as us.
You've started well.
Yeah,
it's true. It could only go downhill from here, guys.
It's all downhill for you. Good on you, Gina.
Close your eyes.
Fingers crossed.
No, you don't.
See you, Gina. Gina Harding, great to have her on board.